you go into the VA hospital. They have some really good programs, but not enough people to work the programs with the amount of veterans that are coming home. So there can be waiting lists to, you know, you might be 2 or 3 months before you can get treatment, and, you know, that's really unacceptable.
So is there any move, I mean, is there anything that you're specifically calling for or supporting, anything at the state level or at the federal level that would put more money into these programs for people?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're always working on that. As far as education goes, there's a couple of bills that are being discussed right now. One, Senator Webb's bill, which will give us a World War II type GI Bill, which paid for everything, tuition, books, fees, an allowance for housing, and a stipend. There's a lot of it's a lot of money, and in spite of the fact that the amount of money that's being spent on veterans care doesn't compare to the billions of dollars being spent on the war, they still look at that as too much money, what it could end up costing.
Do you know what the bill says?
Yeah, it's Senate Bill 22.
And what kind of money it's calling for?
I think the estimate was about $3 billion a year, you know, which is a lot more money than they're usually put in education. It doesn't compare to the amount of money they allocate for the war. And that's what's so ironic, but it's nothing new. It's been happening since back to the American Revolution, unfortunately.